Don Drysdale, great right-handed pitcher, is here going to give you boys a little advice on how to pitch. Don, what advice can you give a youngster who wants to go out there and be a pitcher?
Well, Lou, I think the main thing that you could tell a youngster nowadays is to go out there and try and get in the best physical shape that he can. While they're young, they should concentrate on building up their body. And if you're going to be a pitcher, naturally you're going to be building up your arm. And don't go out there and try and throw what you hear, trick pitches like you hear on radio or TV, such as knuckleballs or screwballs or sliders. I think that any scout in baseball will tell you that they find a boy that can throw, that's a good, young, hard-throwing boy with a good, strong arm and a real good fastball, and I know that you've managed and played, and I think you can say the same thing, that there's nothing that replaces a good, strong, live arm with a fellow with a good fastball.
Well, that's absolutely true, boy. So you practice and work on that fastball, and Don, how do you hold your fastball?
Well, Lou, I throw sidearm, so I hold my fastball across the small seams. Now, other fellas that throw overhand, they will hold it across the large seams or the four seams and get that four-seam rotation on the ball. But like I say, I throw sidearm, so mine sinks.
And how do you work on control, Don? Of course, the secret of a successful pitcher is a fellow that can get that ball over the plate.
Well, that's right, Lou. Actually, control is just comes to you by hard work. You just have to go out and work and throw. The main thing for the boys to do is try and keep in mind not to aim the ball. If they're pitching in a game and they happen to get in a little trouble, don't worry about aiming the ball, because you'll find yourself getting in more trouble. Rear back and let it go. But as far as control goes, you have to work hard as much as you can.
And you want to keep throwing the ball at the same style. You don't want to change too often in throwing overhand, sidearm, or underhand.
No, that's right, Lou. Each boy, I'd say, and that even goes for major league pitchers, they all have their own style of throwing. And I don't think there's anyone up here in the major leagues today that has got here by copying somebody else's style. They all have their own style. Throw whichever way is naturally, and don't worry about throwing, like you say, sidearm or three-quarters overhand, whichever way is natural.
One of the trouble, I believe, with youngsters is that they try to throw to spots. Don, should they continue to throw to spots or just try to get that ball over the plate?
Well, I think that talking to the youngsters like we are, I think all they have to worry about is getting the ball over the plate. When you get much older, and if you do get into professional ball, why, you still have to get the ball over the plate, but actually then you'll be working on your control to better your control once you get into professional ball.
What about your follow-through? Where do you put the right leg after you throw the ball?
Actually, Lou, your right leg for a right-handed pitcher should come just about square with your left foot when you stride. And that way, while your body is in a set position to feel, let's say, a top ball or a bunt down either line, you're squared off right towards home plate.
Well, thank you, Don Drysdale, great right-handed pitcher.
Thank you, Lou.